Alright guys, I decided I want to make these video things, and the first one in the series is going to be about workflow, baby. It's going to be a little, like, kind of improv-y, but at the same time I have, like, a script to kind of guide how this goes, so we're just going to see how this goes. The first thing we're going to talk about is workflow and you. Basically just what it is and why it's important. Basically, whenever you think of something like a workflow, it's like process, right? So it's like how you get from point A to point B. And so for the digital artist, that's, you know, that's what this is about. But, you know, the concept could be applied to whatever. You know, first you sketch a piece, and then you line a piece, and then you color it, and then you light it, right? Maybe color and light is the same step, you know, who knows? Basically, that's like a very brief overview of what can be a workflow for a digital artist, for an illustrator particularly. Sketch, line, color, light. Again, super brief. Really, that's like the base idea of what you would kind of remotely think of when you hear workflow. Obviously, each one could get more complicated. Let's say, for example, sketch. You know, like sketch, that's a huge thing. You don't just like draw something. You got to think about what it is you're drawing, why, you know, all of this will kind of direct your sketch, right? So if a picture is like, oh, draw a character, you know, answering the phone, then you're like, okay, oh, cool, like a character on a phone, sure. You would think like, what is the character? Okay, so first you have to have your references. Oh, it's like a dog man. Okay, cool, dog man. You know, but like, there's more to it. Like, how does he act? What kind of phone does he have? What is he wearing, right? Stuff like that. So it's like, this is all the planning phase, because you're gonna be coming up with concepts as to how you're going to approach the sketch. Okay, immediately you see how in-depth this can get. And I'm trying not to, like, overload. There we go. I don't want to overload this introduction because it's just the introduction. But that's an example of how in-depth the workflow can be. This whole piece is to talk about what the workflow is, what specifically mine is. And then we're also going to talk about the pros and cons to workflows in general. And I'm always of the opinion that things are pretty complex and there is no straight up answer as to what a workflow should be or what a good one is or isn't. I'm also not one to pledge that they're great all the time and they're bad all the time. So a lot of it's really dynamic. You know, it kind of depends who you are, where you are as an artist, and what you do, what you want to do with art. So, where to go from here? I guess I'll kind of talk about my own workflow.